Hello and welcome to the Cloud Blue podcast sponsored by NordVPN. The link that you need for NordVPN is in the description down below. I'm your host, Dan Rowlandson, joined by John Townley to just have a little chat about Lille. It's our Europa Conference League first leg on Thursday at Villa Park. Mm-hmm. First leg at Villa Park. Are you looking forward to it? Are you excited? Nervous?
I am. It's a nice... nervous, yeah. So I was about to say it's a nice, not a distraction from the Premier League, but it's nice to kind of... do something else. I don't know.
Competition.
Yeah, even though it's kind of equal, you know, it's absolutely got a huge meaning.
It
feels like all of these games are kind of cup finals at the moment, but it's nice to kind of dive into something else. And I like playing the European teams as well because it's, I don't know, just from like a professional point of view, it's nice to kind of talk to different players, managers, and so I don't know. Their manager is Paulo Fonseca, so. Not like a manager who's won everything, but quite like a
familiar name.
Yeah, and like tactically, I think Villa went after him previously. Tactically very good, and he's doing a good job at Lille. So I'm planning to go to his press conference on Wednesday night, which I didn't do for the home games against previous teams like Ajax. And mainly because Villa had either already played the team once in the group stage away, if that makes sense. So it was like kind of done it already.
Yeah.
But that'll be interesting to see what he thinks about Villa. Hopefully he doesn't speak Portuguese or French and he can speak English. They have the translate. They have like a box. I'm going on, but they have like a box in the press conference room where a translator will sit and you have to put on your headphones and stuff and they'll translate it as it's happening. It's like a UEFA thing, which is quite cool. It's been...
something that's different to the Premier League for you.
Especially for like us reporters, it's a very different experience for a Premier League game because... it's like UEFA, this isn't going to sound crazy, but there's UEFA signs and stuff everywhere saying, like, you go here for the media room, go here for the press conference. Yeah. And even at Villa Park, it's quite different. And translators and different bits. And as well, I think players come in after press conference, pre-match and post-match as well. So there's more pre-match at Bodymore Heath, the press conference on Wednesday, there'll be a player that comes up as well as Emery, so you get more. It's just
more
another.
It's
a nice flavour. So I like the European weeks because you get two games, press conferences, you're kind of involved in all of it. So
nice.
It's fun.
It's not where I expected to start this podcast.
I don't know what your question was.
I don't think there was one.
I'm nervous.
Are you excited?
Excited, yeah, for the game as well. It's a good opportunity for Villa to hopefully get into a lead before they go to Lille. They're going to have to manage that Lille away game very well. But the home game,
well, that'll depend on what we do at home.
That's true. Yeah. We obviously need to get in the lead to manage it. But would prefer to be away first. But I'll, Villa are favourites in this competition. They should win it if they do their job correctly.
And that is the
task.
That is the little difficulty at the moment, isn't it? That we're not doing our job correctly, but we're having these little kind of bumps in the road that previously it felt like we just kind of just rolled through
smooth.
What was happening. Yeah, it's just like, we'll beat them and we'll do this and we'll do that, and we kind of just did what we needed to. Whereas now we're having these kind of little bops on the nose where we go, well, that was a bit rubbish. And if we have to go to Lille next week and they've beaten us at Villa Park, or it's a 0-0 or something, and then you've got to do it now. It's now or never.
Huge
next
pressure.
Week. That's massive pressure.
Yeah.
You want to do the job this week to eradicate that and win 3-0 at Villa Park and make next week so much more easier. Still, the job wouldn't be done, John. We still only be 50% of the way there.
But
you're massively in your hands. So. Yeah. Yes, I get the thing of the first leg's not gone well, you can rely on the home leg being second, but go out and blast them in the first leg and make the second leg irrelevant.
Yeah, we'll probably go on to a prediction later.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't think this is a game which Villa will win 3-0, and I know you're not saying that, but if Villa can get in the lead, the away game, Villa, they want space, they want to be able to counter-attack, they want to be able to use the pace of Diaby, Bailey, Watkins, whoever, Rodgers, that game will be made easier if we can get a nice lead at home, and then the whole away home advantage stuff kind of goes out the window. It would actually be more beneficial in that situation. So Lille would have to come out. Very important that they can navigate the home match, I think, because as you say, if we don't have a lead going there, that's going to be tough.
How do you think they'll play? No, I'm not asking you to kind of break them down tactically, but will they come to Villa Park and just sit deep and hope for the point?
Right. Yeah, I thought so. They can lose. So they can lose the tie. They can't literally lose it, but they can all but lose the tie if they go for us in the first leg. Mm. And we are 2-0 up, 3-0 up going into the second leg. That's an almighty task for them.
In
their home leg. So yeah, they know that they can't win it, but they can almost lose it in the first leg. So I think, again, this is why the home game is tricky, because they are going to sit back. We can win in different ways. Absolutely, we can beat Lille if they sit back or if they attack. But I'd have thought it's probably harder for us, because we've struggled previously against teams who do camp on the edge of their box. But we have found ways to score against the likes of Brentford when they've been camped in. They had 11 men beyond the ball in the first half. Sheffield United as well. I know we didn't win the game, but we should have had a penalty. Yeah. Bailey scored and it was ruled out because, I don't know, someone touched the goalkeeper's wrist or something. You know, I think we'll be okay to win the game, but I think it'll be made harder, yes, because they are going to probably come to take something away from it and, you know, not obviously lose the game, but that'll be their strategy. Yeah. But it won't be to win that match. It'll be to win the home leg.
Mm. Has your perception of Lille changed as we got closer to the game? Because I think when it was first drawn, we're kind of going, well, we're the favourites, we should be beating everybody. And I still stand by that. If we are to go and be the favourites of a competition, it doesn't really matter who we play. If we're technically better than them and we play in the the big league and they don't, then yeah, we should go out and win. But now we're here, I'm kind of going, oh, this isn't going
to
be easy.
I think, well, talking to a few reporters that obviously cover Villa as well, a lot of them seem to think this is kind of like the final, basically, which I think is risky. But I understand it, because Lille are probably the second best team in the competition, I'd have thought, because they're fourth in. Is it still the Uber Eats League, or is it the McDonald's League?
I think it's McDonald's next year, isn't it?
Yeah, so Mackey's League's next year, so we'll call it the Uber Eats League for now. But they are fourth, nearly third. I think they were third when they beat Marseille. And Marseille, you know, they're not having a great season, but they are in the Europa League quarter final against Benfica. They could be in the semis. So, Villa can't underestimate them. They have a player that I. Do you remember when we did our picks for players that Villa should sign?
Oh yeah,
£100 million budget, whatever. They have a player that I put forward, Benjamin Andre, Brazilian midfielder. Who
I remember.
Hopefully has a stinker now, but he had a very good year last year.
Scouting report for you then coming up.
Yeah, I think he's like 34 though, but I wanted him just for a bit of experience in there. And
could have done with him, couldn't we? Now,
precisely, employ me, and that's why. Jonathan David as well, of course, a player that Villa fans will be obviously aware of. European clubs will know who he is as well. Most of the players, again, I don't watch Lille every week. I won't confess to knowing who they are, but I've seen different things on their left back, Thiago Santos, who I've seen different reports about him suggesting he's a very good player and whatnot. So yeah, I don't know exactly how they play, or you know, if they've been particularly impressive or if they're getting results in a certain way, I don't know. But I know Fonseca's a good coach and they have some, you know, talented lads. And Angel Gomez was a doubt to play in both games. But now, that was according to Lequipe, 3 weeks ago due to a hamstring injury. And now they're saying it's recovered miraculously. So he could be in the squad to play the first leg. Second leg, he almost... I don't know, actually, but, you know, it's likely that he'll be in the squad for the second game. Yeah. First game he might even be a part of, but I don't think he'll play from the off. You know, he didn't play against Marseille. I think that came too early for him. So, it'll be a difficult tie, but Villa at home in the first leg, and you like to think if they can just get a lead, that will set him up.
Yeah, it's all just about winning, isn't it? It is. By whatever, obviously by a bigger scoreline, but even if you take a 1-0 or a one goal victory to the second leg, that's a pretty decent place to be in. This video comes out on Wednesday, so the presser will be tonight as this comes out. So any more updates?
This afternoon,
will be from Birmingham Live and your Twitter and whatever else. The team for Villa pretty much picks itself, I think. You play your strongest team.
Do you think?
Don't you? Yeah, I think so.
I'm not sure.
Okay, what would your...
I don't know, though.
Should we do something fun?
never on this podcast. Go on,
Should we write a team new 11 down and then reveal it? Rather than just go this plan, I'll go, well, I'll do that. Let's just do that instead.
Okay. Catch.
we'll get our whiteboards to do something a little bit more interesting rather than just read an 11 out. Let's write it down and we'll reveal it. Do you want to do position by position or just the whole 11?
I suppose we just did the whole 11.
The whole 11, okay. Yeah. I'm overcomplicating it. So I will reveal them to each other. I'll read yours first for the audio listeners and then you read mine, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. So you've gone for Martinez in goal, Konsa, Carlos, Pau, Moreno, Luis and Tim in midfield. Okay, the team doesn't pick itself then. It's very different to mine. Diaby and Rodgers on either side with McGinn behind Watkins. Hmm. Do you want to read mine?
Yes, so Martinez in goal, Konsa, Carlos, Pau, Luca, Dean, Luis and McGinn sitting, Bailey and Diaby on the right, Watkins up front, Tielemans off the left.
I think that's our strongest 11.
Yeah, I'm trying to predict where Emery's going to go with it. I don't know. This probably isn't the exact 11 that he'll pick. I just think there might be a couple of changes. And I don't... Not to weaken us. I just think we've got so many games to play.
I think it'll be a big shout to put Timmy Rabunim in there from the off.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't want to be too over the top, but I think this is our biggest game of the season.
To
now.
Yeah, like, and then next week it'll be, and then...
Because Arsenal is...
Whatever.
It's do or die, isn't it? We have to win.
I want to see... The reason why I picked this team, and again, I've tried to predict what Emery's thinking, I don't know. I just think we can have almost like a front four. Louise can play off the edge of the box if he needs to. Tim can anchor. Because I don't think they'll be particularly... They're playing for counter-attacks, right? I just think you need someone in there who's going to put themselves about a bit and try and nip the ball here and there, i.e.
Yeah,
Kamara. So I think Tim can do that role, and you know Moreno's practically going to play as a winger. Rodgers will come inside.
Let's show me yours again as you're talking, just so I can remember.
Shall I just write this down? So Moreno from the left will be playing almost as a winger.
We need a little tactics board, don't we?
Yeah, this is absolutely not a tactics board because I'm doing it. Carlos Powell almost as a three.
Yeah,
basically to build up.
Yeah.
Moreno is basically playing here as a winger. Rodgers will come inside. McGinn supports Watkins, you know, that physical presence.
Diaby
off the right. Huh?
No Bailey.
It's a European game and rarely does Bailey start. He does prefer to play Diaby ahead of Bailey. Bailey can come off the bench. Bailey will then start at Arsenal. Tielemans will start at Arsenal fresh. Tim would almost anchor just in here. Luis can push forward. And then you've got a situation where you've got Watkins, Rodgers, McGinn, Diaby in and around the box, basically. Moreno on the left. Luis can, you know, create. I think he needs that license. I don't like him playing so deep, and he does have the license to go forward, but playing against Tim, who will be looking to counter-attack, I'd rather have him allowed to do that rather than thinking, oh, McGinn's going forward now, so I've got to come back. Tim's there as the shield, almost.
That's what you're saying,
I'm going with it, and that's where I'm trying to double think what Emery's doing, and I'm sure it won't be anything like that, but that in my head makes sense. And then again, I know Arsenal is a bit of a free hit, but Villa can get something from that game. I do believe if they put a team who is fresh, ready to... I think if we play our full team against Lille and we go all out and we get a win, fantastic, but then the Arsenal game feels like a step too far, which it might be anyway, but I don't think Emery goes there thinking like he did against City of, okay, this is going to be... Because we have everyone available apart from Luis. It wasn't the case where we didn't have McGinn, we didn't have Watkins.
Okay.
Plus it's the first time he's going back to the Emirates as well, Emery. He's not going to throw that.
I'm certainly not throwing the Arsenal game. I see what you're saying. If we go full strength on Thursday and Sunday, maybe Sunday then becomes a step too far for us.
And then you've got to go to Lille. We're going to have to be up for that. Because even if we've got 2-0 advantage, if we're leggy in the second half, one goal, last 10 minutes, we're under the cosh.
Like, who do we play after the second leg? Bournemouth?
Bournemouth. Again, huge.
See, my...
Then you've got a week off, then it's Chelsea, then it's the second leg, semi-final.
Semis. Everything you're saying, like, my team can play the same kind of way, obviously. That's without saying, goes without saying. My thinking would be, you beat Lille relatively comfortably. I know, again, that's easier said than done. But the theory is you beat Lille comfortably. Arsenal is, you give it a good go, but you could lose with a fully fresh, perfectly on form team. You could still lose. Yep. Second leg at Lille, then you can rest a couple of players.
Played around from the off Bournemouth. That would be an ideal world in terms of navigating the European games. I just think it's unlikely that Villa go 3-0, should we say, at home. If they do, fantastic.
Yeah.
I think 2-0 is, you know, again, I'd absolutely take 2-0. That's a brilliant result.
I'd take 1-0. Would you not take 1-0? I'll take a victory, yeah.
If you offered it me now, I think we can get 2 goals ahead of them, though.
Yeah, I think we probably can, but I would take any
goal. I'd probably take a 1-goal lead, probably. But
then that game's about to kick off and you've got squeaky bum tile up on the press seats. You'd be saying, I'll take 1-0 now.
That second leg we can't underestimate because 1 goal changes it so quickly. Mm. And as I say, Villa will have opportunities to counter attack and, you know, fantastic. But the Villa win the game 2-0, then go to Lille and win 2-0. It's hard to, you know, it's going to be tight, I think. So
yeah, okay. Should we do score prediction then and wrap up this little mini video?
Yeah, sure.
For Wolves, you said 2-0. You got it spot on. And the guy at the end of my row on the way out said, fair play to John, you got the score on right.
Because I said, didn't I,
we won't keep a clean sheet yet. And you got it bang on. So I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think you're right behind me now in the little prediction league. I don't know why I'm referencing this now because we don't track the Europa Conference.
Have we got an adjudicator anyway. Or is this just on your...
It's on, I've got a spreadsheet.
Is it password locked or anything?
You know? You can have a look if you want. I'll show you after this. It's got every game.
Changes might have been made already.
It's got every game with our results and then the actual result, and it's colour coded for points.
Oh, yeah, I believe
it. All sorts. I think I was ahead on like 20 and you had something like 16. I reckon it's like 20 and 19 now without checking. Okay. It's close. Right. Anyway, we don't track the Conference League ones, so we can get away with being a bit more garish. So what?
You're garish anyway, aren't you?
That's true, yeah. What score prediction are you saying for Thursday night football?
2-1 Villa.
I was also going to say 2-1, so I won't, just for the sake of fun. I'll say 3-1.
Okay.
I'd like a 2-goal advantage. If I could pick out what I want it to go, I would like a 2-goal advantage.
Yeah, a 2-goal advantage would be nice, because you go in then, they know they need to come out and do something.
And if they did score early, you'd think, okay, well, we've got that 1-goal safety net, but we have now got a... Well, we can't let this slip.
But a one-goal advantage can go in this at any point.
They could score within the first minute next Thursday
or the 94th, and then next. It's not. One-goal advantage is
there extra time? Or is it straight to penalties?
Extra time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, in the second leg.
Yeah. I think the most important thing is get a lead.
Yeah. Just win at Villa Park is step number one. Yeah. Win by multiple goals is step number two.
Yes.
Step three is don't lose.
Yeah. Step four is hope that we would have known by then, wouldn't we, the first leg of the games, because it's all important now. You know, Villa have to do their job, but
because Champions League plays before, so we'll know the Arsenal Bayern result.
We'll know the second leg results as well.
Yeah,
before we play next
our second
week.
Leg. Yeah. Oh, it's all very exciting, isn't it, John?
Yeah, you could put it like that.
We'll record it today for this video. This is our second episode of the week. We did a Q&A on Monday, so you can go back. Well, we've only literally just filmed it, but you can go back and watch or listen to that if you like as well. There will be a post-match show for the Lille game. It should be myself and Kendrick, because it's a home game, so late Thursday evening we'll be here to talk about the events of what's happened at Villa Park, and then we will lead up to Arsenal.
Sunday.
It's all coming, isn't it? Thick and fast, with a preview show at the back end of the week. John, thanks for your time. As ever, thank you for watching or listening, and we'll see you very soon.